Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
The Yankees caved, but they didn't have a choice. It's Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio in for Greeny today. Also on the ESPN app, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. Mr. Canty, good morning.
What's up, Carlin?
What's up is
it's
the
a good
Yankees
day for me. Not quite as good as Aaron Judge's day, though.
No. Yeah. I don't. I want to meet the person who's ever had a better day than the day that Aaron Judge is having, and that is where we roll.
Here we go!
Only one place to start.
Breaking news. AL MVP Aaron Judge agrees to a 9-year, $360 million contract to remain with the Yankees.
The New York Yankees had a fold on this one. They knew and they understood how big Aaron Judge is.
9 years, $360 million for Aaron Judge to stay with the Yankees. Wow. Think about the fact, Chris, that it wasn't even 9 months ago that he turned down an offer that was $150 million less.
Yeah.
Wow. Just as a Yankee fan right away, give me your instant reaction when you heard the news.
Well, they had to do it, Carlin. I'm glad he's back, but they had to do this deal. From the moment they re-signed Brian Cashman, the clock was ticking on when Aaron Judge would be back and what kind of contract they were going to have, because there's no way that you can retain the general manager that decided that they were going to play hardball with these negotiations and allow Aaron Judge to walk out of the door. Think about this, Carlin. When have the Yankees let a player, whether he's a free agent or one of their own, get away? And when has that happened? That doesn't happen. So the fact is, this is a deal that they had to do. Luxury tax threshold be damned. Aaron Judge became the first position player to get paid $40 million a year.
Buster Olney, ESPN MLB insider, agrees.
The Yankees completely surrendered. Aaron Judge had more leverage than any player in the history of that franchise. More than Babe Ruth, more than Joe DiMaggio, more than Reggie Jackson, more than Derek Jeter. He turned down $213.5 million in the spring from the Yankees, bet on himself, and the final numbers, $360 million, which means that over the course of 6-7 months, the Yankees increased their offer by about 70%.
Think about that, 70%. Just for a moment, put into context the timeline of what happened here. He turns down $213.5 million. The Yankees on opening day make it public so that they cover themselves should they ever lose him, that they think somehow he's going to look like the bad guy. He goes out there, and after not hitting a home run for the first 2 weeks of the season, puts together one of the great seasons, if not the greatest individual season in baseball history, after being embarrassed with all of that pressure on him, and does it without saying a peep all year. Cool as a cucumber. Chris, I can make the argument that we will never see anything like what just happened again. That somebody like that could have, you talk about going out in a contract year. This isn't a contract year. This is somebody that just got $146.5 million more and made the Yankees blink. And I'm sorry. If you're the Yankees at this point and it was played the way it was at the beginning, I have to question, if I'm Hal Steinbrenner, how we handled this from day one, because it was handled poorly.
Yeah, it was handled poorly. And here's the one thing that I will say in defense of Brian Cashman. Aaron Judge didn't even counter because the offer was so low. I think it was right around $29 million a year. So that was something that he had no interest in. And if you're capable of putting together a season where you can leverage $40 million a year from three different franchises, God bless you. The Yankees were betting that he wasn't going to have a historic year. Maybe a good year, not what he did in hitting 62 home runs and flirting with winning a batting title.
But if they had made that offer instead of 213, 260, would he have signed it? Maybe. If it had been closer to the $37.5 million per year, maybe. Maybe they would have gotten that done.
Well, surely. But here's the thing, Carlin. What this comes down to for me is Brian Cashman doing something that he knew he would eventually have to do if Aaron Judge played the way that we all thought he was capable of playing after 2017. Remember when they traded for Giancarlo Stanton in 2018?
Mm-hmm.
They absorbed that contract for a comparable player, but all the Yankees fans said, we already have that guy in Aaron Judge. We already have him, and we know we're going to have to pay him down the road. Why are you going to absorb that contract knowing how Hal Steinbrenner and Brian Cashman wanted to operate moving forward with the luxury tax threshold? But they did it anyway. If the Yankees fans saw this front office allow Aaron Judge to get away, everyone would have criticized Brian Cashman, and they would have criticized Hal Steinbrenner for not only the decision to let him walk, but also the decision to trade for Giancarlo Stanton back in 2018. And that's why I said, once they made the decision to extend Cash, they had no choice but to acquiesce to whatever Aaron Judge wanted.
But it also sounds like that Hal got involved here, that Hal was the one who stepped in toward the end and is like, we have to make this happen. Because think about it. It was 3 or 4 days ago where it was the Yankees have an offer of $300 million on the table.
Yeah.
Got $60 million more 4 days later. At some point, this is why I did not understand a four-year extension for a GM that put me in this position to begin with. Maybe I would have, at the end of the year, hey, let's go year by year here and figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know that I can look at him the same way if I'm Hal right now. Now, all of that aside, what does it mean now when you bring him back and you have spent all this money and the goodwill that it will buy the fans, to buy them with the fans? Does it buy, you as a Yankee fan, does it immediately buy some goodwill from the front office and from the ownership?
Yeah, because you're willing to spend what it takes to put out a championship caliber team. Like, it doesn't seem like there's that governor on Brian Cashman anymore. Think about it. A few years ago, he went out and paid all that money for Gerrit Cole. They didn't want to go to a ninth year with Gerrit Cole, but they were forced to because there were other teams that were involved in the bidding. Same thing here with Aaron Judge. The Yankees didn't want to give him a nine-year deal. They didn't want this thing to get to $360 million, but they had no choice. We got the report yesterday that the Giants were involved at that number, around that number. Also, the San Diego Padres. So this was something that the Yankees had to do. They stepped up when the market dictated that Aaron Judge was going to get that kind of money, and they finished the drill, and they got him to come back. Now, here's what I will say, Carlin. If he left the Yankees, the championship window for the Yankees franchise would be slammed shut. And I'm old enough to remember when Brian Cashman said, it's not about championship, it's about championships. And I was saying to myself, you got to win the first one, and they still haven't won the first one, but here's what I will say. Without Aaron Judge, that becomes exponentially harder. You brought back the biggest bat in Major League Baseball this offseason. Well done. There's still more work to do. As a Yankees fan, I'd like to see them address the pitching staff, but this was the get for the offseason for any team.
Well, this is what fascinates me, too, because even though they did this, it is far from now a championship roster, because you're still – this is just status quo at the moment. So I think they're – while you are a Yankee fan that buys them some goodwill for making sure they brought him back, I think there are a lot of Yankee fans that just kind of said, yeah, well, he was supposed to be back the whole time. So this is – what are you doing now to change what's going to happen for us this year, this coming year? What are you doing now to put us in a better position to win a title? As much as it used to be about that with Cashman, it hasn't been. The goalposts have been moved, and it's been about – let's get to the postseason and see what happens. People are getting pretty tired of that mentality. And so I'm wondering how Judge affects their spending moving forward here in the next few weeks.
Well, listen, they've been rumored to be flirting with Carlos Rodon. We'll see what ends up happening with that. But that's a hell of a starting pitcher that you can put at the top of your rotation with Gerrit Cole. But, I mean, they've got some work to do. Would you like to see them try to upgrade in middle infielder? Sure, I'd love to see that. I mean, so, yeah, there are some
spots.
You'll
get Ryan Reynolds now, you know, who wants to get traded from the Pirates.
Yeah, I mean, there's some work that they have to get done. But here's my point. Re-signing Aaron Judge at least gives you the core that you're going to need to compete for a championship. Without Aaron Judge, you're dead in the water. So the fact that he is coming back is a huge deal, even though it might be status quo. Status quo has been pretty damn good for the Yankees over the past several years with Aaron Boone as their manager.
It's Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio, in for Greeny, presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive is proud to support veterans and small businesses with their annual Keys to Progress vehicle giveaway program, helping veterans move their lives forward since 2013. Learn more at keystoprogress.com. aaronjudge.com. Up next, your chance to respond. How do you feel as a Yankee fan? Does this now buy some goodwill for the front office? Is this just more of a sigh of relief than anything else? We want to hear from the Yankee fans today at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. That is your way to be a part of Greeny Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. What's every Yankee fan thinking about right now? Well, probably Judge pulling a hamstring on day one, but...
Stop.
That's what you worry about right away.
Stop.
I don't mean to be negative. It's obviously a very, very good day that they got him back, but what does it mean now going forward? We get the real perspective in just moments, and we will hear from you. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Aaron Judge returning to the Yankees on a 9-year, $360 million deal.
The Yankees completely surrendered. Aaron Judge had more leverage than any player in the history of that franchise.
I'll tell you what, it's exciting at the news that he got that level of money, and I really contend this is one of the most impressive feats in the history of professional sports.
Yeah.
Everything that transpired with Aaron Judge over the last 8 months, just off the charts. It's Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Our friends at ZipRecruiter can fill any job you're hiring for this holiday season. 4 out of 5 ZipRecruiter employers get a quality candidate within the first day. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. In just 5 minutes, the voice of the Yankees, Michael Kay, will join us to provide more context to Aaron Judge returning on a $360 million 9-year contract with the Yankees. Let's hear from you. Don will start us off on ESPN Radio. Don, what's your take on Judge coming back to the Yankees?
Canty, Merry Christmas to us, man. I'm a lifelong Yankee fan.
Yes, sir.
I almost had a heart attack listening to Michael Kay yesterday with whoever had Hangman, is that his name, who posted about him going
John with Heyman, Giants? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I almost had a heart attack. Thank God that was all cleared up. I got a couple of questions. Do you think now Judge will be the captain? And also, who's going to be our closer next year? Have a good day, guys.
Well, I still think the Yankees are trying to figure that out. I mean, yeah. Clay Holmes was the guy for the majority of the season. I'm not sure you feel great about that if you're trying to compete at a championship level. So I think there's still a lot of work to be done, but this was the biggest piece of the offseason plan for Hal Steinbrenner and Brian Cashman, and congratulations to them. They were able to get this done. So Christmas came early for all the Yankees fans out there.
And frankly, on the captain thing, they may as well just go ahead and make him a captain.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be the captain. I mean, think about this, Carlin. A couple of years ago, they decided to do something that they've never done with any player in the history of the franchise. They put the judge's chamber out there in right field.
When that's not basically like a rookie.
That's not like the Yankees to market a player like that in their stadium. I mean, they don't even have the names on the back of the jerseys. And so for them to take that step and then to give him this contract, yeah, he's going to be named the captain officially this season. And here's the thing. He represents everything that you would want one of your players to be.
I mean, just look at the way he handled himself this entire season. And it's funny, you know, I as much as I admire what Judge did here, I admire what Cashman did here, because I'd love to be able to cost my boss an extra $150 million and get a four-year extension out of it.
I'm telling you, man.
I mean, seriously.
There's some credence to what you've been saying, Cashman being the fifth Steinbrenner.
He really is. I mean, his contract may be the second biggest contract the Yankees signed somebody to this offseason.
Well, listen, he's done a good job of being able to construct the team. I mean, they've been averaging they've been averaging 100 wins in the regular season since Aaron Boone took over as the manager. He's done a good job of putting together a team that can win in the regular season and get you to the postseason.
Steve is up next on ESPN Radio. Steve, what do you got?
Yeah, hi. You know, I've been a diehard Yankee fan all my life, but, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Judge did take that deal in San Francisco. After the season he had and what he accomplished, to watch fans boo him off the field and find out that, you know, Cashman revealed contract talks after he was asked not to do it, I wouldn't blame him one bit for leaving. But, you know, you're both right with comments you previously made. I mean, he is the face of the franchise, not just from a baseball standpoint, but marketing standpoint. If you lost him, that would be devastating.
Listen,
but
the fans booed in the postseason. They didn't boo him off the field.
Yeah.
That's not what happened. I mean, and Judge is smart enough to understand why that kind of thing happens.
Yeah, but it's not like he likes it, though.
No, of course not. And nobody likes it.
And that's why you were wondering, was that animus going to build up throughout the free agency process with negotiations in other teams and having other options? Now, eventually, they were able to get over it. $360 million over 9 years will do that. But there was that question of, was that going to turn Aaron Judge off the fact that Brian Cashman leaked the offer before the season started?
Here's Mike up next on ESPN Radio. Mike, what do you think about Judge returning?
Hey, great show, guys. So I'm on the contrary on this. I mean, I'm okay with the deal. I'm a big-time Yankee fan, but I have 2 points. Number one, we don't really need him. And number two, did it because he's box office. I mean, the guy is box office. He fills up the stadium. He's the reason why people go. That's the real reason why Steinbrenner did the deal.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know how you can say, Mike, thanks for the call, that they didn't need him. They needed him in the worst way. And they still, you can argue, don't have enough offensively outside of hitting home runs, just being more consistent offensively.
He almost won the Triple Crown. He would have been the third guy to do that in the last 50 years.
Yes.
And he's a Gold Glove level outfielder. What are you talking about? They don't need him.
That's absolutely nuts. Well, the guy who will provide more context to how this all went down is Michael Kay. He, of course, is the voice of the Yankees on Yes Network and the host of the Michael Kay Show on 98.7 ESPN in New York City every afternoon from 3 to 7 p.m. Michael, it's Canty and Carlin, and just your reaction immediately upon hearing what the price tag was to bring Aaron Judge back to New York.
Well, guys, I just think that we have to get over looking at the numbers, because the numbers are in silly territory now when you're paying a 40-year-old pitcher a two-year deal for $43 million a year, when you're paying a guy, your Texas Rangers, Chris, $185 million guaranteed for 5 years, that there's no guarantee he's going to make 60 starts over those 5 years. The money is in an area where we can't even understand. So I think the Yankees are in a situation, I said this on the show yesterday, that they were in the unenviable spot of having to give him what he wanted. And he was in a great situation. He had all the leverage. The Yankees could not afford to let him go. And as I said on Get Up earlier, the Yankees very rarely lose the player that they want. I mean, a couple of years ago, they were going to get Gerrit Cole at all costs, and they did. Did they want to go to 9 years? Probably not. This time they knew they had to keep Aaron Judge for the brand, for the stadium, for the network, and obviously for the field. And if they were going to have to bid against teams like the Padres and the Giants, they were going to have to bid against them. So he bet on himself, and he made himself about another $150 million by putting together a near triple crown season.
Michael, on Tuesday afternoon, we were hearing reports that Judge and the San Francisco Giants were closing in on a deal. What changed as far as the negotiations with the Yankees are concerned that were able to push this deal across the goal line?
Well, obviously, those reports, Chris, they were somewhat premature and probably inaccurate. Maybe he was leaning that way. But if anything, those reports probably alerted the Yankees that the Giants had a legitimate offer on the table. And the Yankees, as I said a moment ago, I don't think they were going to be outbid for this guy. If Aaron Judge was going to leave, he's going to leave because he wanted to go somewhere else and didn't want to play for the Yankees. He was not going to be leaving because the Yankees got outbid by the Padres or the Giants. Because, guys, if he left because the Yankees offered less money than another team, I don't know if they could get up from that for a while. Their fan base would be really, really angry. So if anything, that report might have just spurred them more into action. But I still think it was a work in progress at that point. Maybe he was leaning toward the Giants, but nothing was complete, obvious, and negotiations continued. And at that time, we didn't even know that the Padres were involved. So once the Padres lost out on their bid for Trey Turner, they had a lot of silly money that they wanted to throw around, and that would have impressed a lot of people if they got Judge.
Michael Kay, who, of course, is the voice of the Yankees on YES Network, host of the Michael Kay Show on 98.7 ESPN in New York, joins us right now. It's Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio. So for Judge, when you look at the totality of what just happened, Michael, put into context this kind of season with the pressure involved that was on him, that frankly was put on him by turning down that contract at the beginning of the year and now ending up in the position that he did.
It's one of the great clutch seasons of all time. I mean, if he had a season like that, guys, and he wasn't playing for a contract, it's still one of the greatest offensive seasons that you'll ever see. So then put the pressure of turning down $213.5 million, which is generational money, and then betting on yourself, I'll tell you what, it's amazing and shows you that he's somewhat impervious to pressure because he went out and did what he had to do. I mean, if he hit 40 home runs this year and hit 250, he probably would have gotten a similar contract or something close. But he went out and said, hold my beer, and broke the American League home run record that had stood for 61 years with the eyes of the world on him. With knowing the fact that he was playing for money, a lot of money, it's just an amazing season. And, you know, I watched it. I was lucky enough to watch it unfold on a game-by-game basis, and the guy was clutch. And on top of everything, if they didn't have him in the second half of the season, I don't think they make the playoffs because the whole team went down with injuries. And for some reason, and I'll never understand why, Maner just continued to pitch to him. He continued to punish them, and he carried the team over the finish line to win the American League East. He was extraordinary in 2022.
Kayster, obviously Aaron Judge was the most important part of Brian Cashman's offseason plans, but now that this is put to bed, where do the Yankees turn their attention to as hot stove continues to heat up?
Well, I think they probably still have enough money to make a run at Rodon. I don't know if they're as desperate, because if they had lost Judge, then they would have had a shift and say, okay, we're not going to score as many runs, so let's get into the business of run prevention. And they probably would have gone maybe the extra mile to get Rodon, a left-hander, 30 years old, coming up a couple of really good seasons. I think they're still in play on him. And it's funny, you know, this talk that he could get 6 years, $180 million. And in this time now, that's kind of a bargain. I know that sounds ridiculous. So I think they're in play on him. And I think they still need a left fielder. You know, whether they go back for Benintendi or maybe they try to make a trade for Brian Reynolds, that's an important part of the offseason as well. I think they firmed up the bullpen a little bit with Tommy Kahnle. I know they like their starting pitching, but obviously if you get Rodon, that's a completely different animal. He's a legitimate number two, and they have to root that that Frankie Montas comes back and is closer to the pitcher that he was with the A's than he was with the Yankees at the end of last year. So I don't say they're close. They still have some lifting to do. But the fact that they got Judge off that list, that was the heavy lifting for the offseason, but their work is not done.
Michael Kay with us, the voice of the Yankees. Michael, last one for me. So just to clarify it at this point, they're willing to spend even more money. Is this now, Kitty bar the door, get back to the old style George Yankees because we made this commitment, so now we have to go and ensure that we're going to be in contention for not just the postseason, as has been the mentality for the last several years, but a championship as well. Let's just go and do whatever we have to do.
Well, I don't have any information that that's obviously their game plan, but just from being around the organization as long as I've been, about 40 years, I think that they will spend more money. And also, Chris, there's a lot of money that came off the payroll last year. So remember, Judge made $20 million last year. So it's not like they're adding 40. They're adding 20 when they have subtracted about 30 to 40. So I don't think they're going to get into the $300 million category like maybe the Mets will. And also, look at the Dodgers. The Dodgers are trying to reset their cap and go under 233 this year. So I think the Yankees will be probably more than they were at last year, but I don't think they're going to go hog wild crazy and go past the Cohen tax.
Michael, do you anticipate that the Yankees will officially name Aaron Judge the captain this offseason now that he's going to be sticking around long term?
I would assume that that's probably the move. I don't think that that was in any contract that they offered him, but I know in the discussions with Hal Steinbrenner, when Hal Steinbrenner got involved personally and negotiated this deal, or was at least meeting in person with Judge a couple of times, that showed me that he was serious about this. And really, when you look at a Yankee captain, you're going to look at a guy that's been there the whole time, homegrown Yankee, handles himself the right way, is great with kids, is the face of the franchise. Chris, I think it's a no-brainer. He's probably going to be the next Yankee captain, the first one since Derek Jeter.
Awesome stuff, Michael. Thank you. Appreciate the context.
You got it, guys, anytime.
He's the best. Michael Kay, host on the Michael Kay Show on 98.7 ESPN in New York, and, of course, the voice of the Yankees on the YES Network.
$30 million being a bargain for a starting
Rodon
pitcher?
I will be shocked if they go get Rodon now. I expect them to spend money, but, boy, like, it would be good to see if you're going to really go back to the old Yankees.
Go after it. I mean, yeah, you've already spent well $40 million on Aaron Judge. I mean, might as well just blow through the luxury tax threshold.
More of your reaction to this in 30 seconds. As the holidays approach, many businesses are hiring for festive jobs like, oh, turkey catcher and reindeer wrangler. These are actual jobs on ZipRecruiter. If ZipRecruiter can fill these roles, what roles can't they fill? ZipRecruiter uses its powerful technology to find and match the right candidates up with your job. Discover hiring joy with ZipRecruiter. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to this exclusive web address to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. More of you on the phone lines right now. Want to get your reactions in. Let's go to Alan, who is in Boston, up next on ESPN Radio. Alan, what do you think?
Hey, good morning, guys. I think for the Yankees, this is a slam dunk. This is the guy, if you're going to spend money, it's going to be on Captain America. I mean, he just epitomizes what they want to be in their brand, and he brought it. And I think that this opens the floodgates for spending. It's not going to shut it for them because you're not going to spend this money just to sit pat and have this guy, you know, just linger. Like you said, they played great, you know, under Aaron Boone in the regular season, and that's what you want. You want them to be competitive. You're not always going to win, but at least you want to try. And I think it's a great signing for the Yankees and for their fans and look, for Judge.
Look, if you're going to do this, you may as well. And, Chris, I mean, they don't compete directly with the Mets because you either grow up a Yankee fan or you grow up a Met fan in the city. But when the other team is going to do what they're going to do, it's going to be tough for Yankee fans to sit there and watch that. So you may as well get those numbers up and figure out what you have to do to get another championship.
No doubt about it. In order to accomplish that, it seems like you're going to have to go through the Houston Astros, the team that you've lost to three times in the ALCS since 2017.
Who just signed Abreu, by the way.
Exactly. So at some point, you're going to have to be aggressive and push past, you know, your comfort zone in order to get the requisite pieces that it takes to get you past the Astros. And to me, getting Aaron Judge back in the fold and then going after a guy like Carlos Rodon does that.
So what's next? We discuss in just moments. It's Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio. Plus, throughout the show, we'll take your reaction to the news that Aaron Judge is returning to the Yankees on a 9-year, $360 million contract. That's 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776 is the Dr. Pepper call-in line.
Georgia Bulldogs.
Keep chopping and do what we do.
TCU Horned Frogs. Michigan Wolverines.
Job's not finished. Go Blue.
Ohio State Buckeyes.
This is why you came to Ohio State.
Welcome to the College Football Playoff.
The College Football Playoff. Coverage begins New Year's Eve at 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN. Greeny, the podcast.
All right.
The Yankees and Aaron Judge have just agreed on a 9-year, $360 million contract.
What?
In the end, this was complete surrender by the Yankees.
When they offered him 212 and a half for 7 years and then leaked it to try to make him look bad. Actually, Yankees, you're making yourselves look bad.
Baseball salaries are exploding. The industry right now is feeling very good about itself.
360!
And that's all guaranteed.
Guaranteed!
Fully.
And here's the toughest part of the whole thing. That's pretty much holding serve for the Yankees.
Yeah.
Because now it's like, okay, now what? Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, in for Greeny today, presented by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. Visit progressive.com. Here's Eduardo Perez, ESPN MLB analyst on SportsCenter this morning, recognizing that the Yankees still have work to do to fix this roster.
One of the biggest things that they have to do is they have to continue to try to fill out that bullpen. Make sure it's lengthy. They understood one thing last year, that the Houston Astros were the best team in baseball, and they will continue to stay at the top with their pitching and with their swing and miss potential. The Yankees, they have to figure out their swing and miss as well. They had a lot of injuries. What's going to happen to DJ LeMahieu? Is he going to be able to come back from his foot injuries? What are they going to do at shortstop? I mean, their payroll right now is estimated to be over $250 million next season. So they're going to have to play with it. They're going to have to be flexible in order to and develop those players from within.
Before any arbitration numbers or anything like that's been hit, for 11 players, the Yankees have $202 million already committed for this coming year. And that's aside from all of the other money that they're going to be paying out. So those numbers are going to be massive. And, yeah, Chris, that's the first thing that came to mind. They were kicking the tires on Edwin Diaz earlier this offseason before he returned to the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
They need to do what the Astros did with that bullpen. They need to do what the Rays did a couple of years ago with that bullpen of – here comes 98-mile-an-hour fastball after 98-mile-an-hour fastball from each and every one of our four and five guys that we're going to rely upon and absolutely give you no shot at hitting the baseball late in the innings.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I think there is some work to be done in the bullpen, but let's not forget, Michael King is going to be coming back this year. They didn't have him for the majority of the season. He's one of their more reliable relievers. What we see at the back end of the bullpen, especially guys that you're going to be leaning on in high leverage situations, is the thing that concerns me. They got enough bodies when it comes to middle relief and when it comes to setting up in the seventh and eighth inning. I'm more concerned with what happens in the ninth inning when you got to get an out, when you got to get three outs, or in a situation if you're in the postseason where you need a four-out save from your closer. Who's going to be that guy you can rely on? I don't have the utmost confidence in Clay Holmes. We'll have to see how that evolves this offseason. But, I mean, that to me is the biggest area of concern. And it used to be the biggest strength that the Yankees had not so long ago.
Well, they had to not worry about it for 15 years with Mariano Rivera. So that was a nice problem to have. But Jameson Taillon is gone right now. And look at the rest of the rotation. Nothing has changed there.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel great about handing Gerrit Cole the ball in a big spot since – We have found out the last couple of years that he's not the same pitcher when that.
Well, you gotta give it to him. You're paying him $36 million.
I know.
You gotta give him the ball.
But what I'm saying is, you need guys to back him up now.
Yeah, I don't feel great about what's behind him. I mean, Nestor Cortez and Luis Severino, I don't feel great about it. Now, maybe Severino, a year more removed from the injury, is, you know, he gets back to what we saw in 2017, 2018. But, I mean, Nestor Cortez, I mean, you saw him start to fade a little bit at the end of the regular season on into the postseason. So I could see them adding another guy at the top of the rotation to pair with Gerrit Cole. That's why the Rodon moves make so much sense, especially when you're talking about around $30 million a year.
And if you're going to give Judge this money, just go ahead and do what you
do
have
it.
To do.
Do it.
Do what you have
do it.
To do.
And that way you have the opportunity, if Montas comes back healthy, you can move Domingo Herman to the bullpen full time. I mean, you still got guys like Clark Schmidt that can slide in at the back end of your starting rotation. So I think there are some options for the Yankees, but they need that one other piece to their pitching staff to really round it out. And to me, that's going after Rodon.
Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app presented to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. Back to your reactions to the Yankees bringing back Judge on the phones. Anwar is up next on ESPN Radio. Anwar, what do you think?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Long-time Yankee fan. Happy that we signed him. Lucky that the Mets continue to be second-class citizens in New York, because if they were smart, they would have offered him $400 million and held our feet to the fire.
Well, they just gave Verlander $43 million a year, dude. They're not second-class citizens when you do that financially.
No, not at all.
No, but they would have taken the Yankees off of the pedestal of being the Yankees if they would have gotten Judge from us.
The Yankees aren't on so that pedestal right now. Like, this is what I don't get. Thanks for the call. This is what I don't get. Nuno, I'm curious to get your take on this as a Yankee fan. Yankees aren't on any pedestal right now. All they did just now was hold serve. They got back one of the players that they absolutely had to get back. How are you feeling, Nuno, right now about this situation?
You know what I feel like right now, and it's going to probably be a little harsh. Remember when the Knicks with Melo and they won that? They were down 3-0 against the Miami Heat, and they won game like 4 not to be swept, and they had balloons, dropped balloons from the ceiling. Like, I feel like all you did is you did your job, and you did your job poorly because you allowed it to get to the situation. And Brian Cashman's done a great job of moving the goalpost and no one holding his feet to the fire, and that's what he'll probably do here. And my biggest concern is Brian Cashman's contract, whatever that number looks like, will probably be the second highest contract that they dole out this year, and that we as fans need to get ready to know that farm system and the Peraltas and the Perazas, and when is Volpe going to come up, because Cashman deals that he's done have put them in the situation where this is probably the only thing we're going to have.
And I'll tell you what, Nuno and I were talking about this before the show when you were on Get Up today. Mm-hmm. This feels an awful lot like Hal said to Cashman, get out of the way. I got it. Well, let's not mess around with this anymore.
Oh, there's no question about that. Yeah. Hal, good to clear out. ISO Hal, let's get this done.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN. And also available wherever you get your podcast.